Praise to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. Let's tell you that glorious name, Lord. Also, you that loved us, washed us from our sins in your own blood, and has made us to be kings and priests unto God the Father. To you the glory, majesty, dominion, honor, throughout all eternity, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word which has given us to us. Let a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you for giving us the light of life. And we will not walk in darkness. And because of this, you say, we are living also. So we thank you and we worship you, Lord. So bless your word this morning, Father. And give us a blessing too as we read it. Father, in Jesus' name, our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
And in the praise to the Lord Jesus. This morning, just adore the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he is being the omnipotent God. He is omniscient, all knowing, omnipotent, all powerful, and omniscient, all knowing. So, but this morning, I want to just admonish us to always recognize that omnipresence, and in particular, that you and I not only begin to acknowledge his presence, but practice that presence. Amen? Praise the Lord. He's omnipresent everywhere, but even to his children, you know, we should recognize that presence and how it will bless us every day. So we know God is everywhere, that's omnipresent, right? He doesn't come, and he doesn't go. He is as omnipresent as the air we breathe. He is the great I am. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what he's talking about? Exodus 3. No Moses, when he called Moses. Exodus 3. Actually, he's the great I am, right? Exodus 3, 13. And when Moses said, and Moses said unto God, behold, this is the calling of Moses, right? Out of Egypt and so on. So after 40 years in the wilderness, right? Anyway, Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, I shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am as sent me unto you. Yes, he is the great I am. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see now his omnipresence to scripture. I just adore the Lord Jesus. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. I don't care where in the universe. Trillions of light years away make no difference. Praise the Lord. See? The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Zechariah 4:10, talking about the eyes of the Lord. For who has despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and they shall see the promise in the hand of Zerubbabel. I'm going to mention his name again before we finish. Zerubbabel. With those seven, they are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro the whole heart. Amen? Praise the Lord. Talking of his omnipresence and so on, that, you know. Jeremiah 23:23. Am I a God at hand? Said the Lord. I'm not a God afar off. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Said the Lord. I feel heaven and earth. Said the Lord. Omnipresence. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, even when I feel heaven and earth. God, omnipresent, and so forth. Of course, Isaiah 57:15. For thus said the Lord, thus said the eye and the lofty one, that inhabited eternity, eternity, who said is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and a humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the conquered one. So he inhabited eternity. See? Omnipresent God. Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created by the Lord Jesus, right? That are in heaven and that are in earth. What you see is omnipotence, omnipresence, if you lift up our faith all the time, right? Anyway, and in earth. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Look at the next verse. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. I don't care how many galaxies are in there, children are even innumerable, really, that's what man is concerned, right? In him and by him, that's what, you know, all things consist. So God's presence, let me get to narrow it down now, just give a general word. God's presence is always with his children. Even in the Old Testament, let me go from there, you know. We just said generally about his human presence, but now even with you in particular, with God's children. For example, God's presence led the children of Israel from Egypt to Canaan, the promised land. 13th of Exodus, verse 18 through 22. But God led his people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up and led out of the land of Egypt. Verse 20. And they took their journey from Sukkoth and encamped in Ethan, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them, talking, but no doubt, you know, his children and so on. And the Lord went before them by day in the pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. You see, God's presence with his people, even in the Old Testament and so on, there is the only presence of God everywhere now. But even to his people, that's a particular presence of the Lord, you know? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. See? Moses, and you know, and God's presence. So when the children of Israel sinned, and the Lord refused to continue with them on their journey to the Canaan. So maybe say, I will send my angel before you and so on. Moses will not have any of that. He won't have anything to do with that at all. He cried to the Lord. He said in 33 of Exodus verse 14, he knew the value of the presence of the Lord, right? And he just cried to the Lord. And he said unto the Lord, 33 of Exodus verse 14, and he said, my friend shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. You know, don't forget all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, right? They are here and they are amen to the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Don't leave it to Moses right now. In fact, the glory that Moses has to be done away with, even we have a greater glory in Christ Jesus, right? Praise the Lord. Now verse 15 says, and he said unto him, if your presence go not with me, carry us not thither. Amen. So he is not the presence of the Lord. You know, without him we can do nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even then, we just need by intuition or by revelation that without God, you can do nothing. So without God's presence, and the Lord said in John 15, without me, you can do nothing. Praise the Lord. He is the same God I'm talking about, you know. So anyway, even David, you know, talking about God's presence with his people, right? We should recognize it, you know, and then just take advantage of it. You know, that, you know? David and God's presence. At one time, David was being chased. So when you go through your trial and tribulation, it's really for you as if, where is God? Your flesh is telling you that we have to crucify the flesh every day, right? Amen. We die daily. Praise the Lord. And let the Spirit take ascendance. God's Holy Spirit in you. Praise God. So it was running around, being chased around, many David and so on, from place to place by Saul. He was ready to believe that God was so far off that God might not be able to hear him in time to deliver him. In 1 Samuel 27 verse 1, and David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me. to seek me anymore in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. So momentarily at that time, I mean being chased around, he thought God was so far away to deliver him and so forth. But later on in his life, and so on, God revealed to him in Psalm 139. Not so David. I'm everywhere. Praise the Lord. Psalm 139, beginning from verse 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? See? God's presence, God's presence and all that, you know. And also in a special way with his children, right? You know? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. God's omnipresence, right? If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen. This is revelation, and after all those struggles and all that, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, even the New Testament and so forth, we all know about John chapter 4, you know, and the Lord begin to expand God's omnipresent presence. We know how the disciples went to buy food in John chapter 4, and the Lord, the Bible says, was really in his journey. And he sat by the way, you know, in the city of Sychar, in the pasture of land, that Jacob gave to Joseph. And that was Jacob's way there, the Bible says. And the Lord being really around, you know, he was a cast his time. Being willing in his journey because of both human, 100% man and 100% God, amen. Praise the Lord. And sitting there on that well and so forth. And the woman of Samaria came and so forth. And the Lord asked her to give, to give him water to drink and so on. You be a Jew, ask me a Samaritan to give you water to drink. Don't you know that we don't have any dealing at all? That's what we reject the Samaritans and the Jews in the days of Christ. And the Lord said, if you know the gift of God, and he that asks you to give him water to drink, you will ask him, and he will give you water, living water that you don't have to come and draw any water here. You know, at all, I'm sorry, you know. When she hear that, give me that water so I don't come to fetch any water here again. And not only that, but he said that, where are you to get the water from? The well is so deep, and all that, you know. Anyway, so when he does training, if you know the gift of God, and you ask the water to drink, you ask him, you give water that you ask, you know, living water and so on. Anyway, and give me that water, the other people go and get your husband there if you want me to give that water. Oh, I don't have any husband. The Lord said, well, I know you don't have any husband. I know the one you're living with now is not your husband. This is the sixth one, right? I know you don't have one. Oh, I perceive that was the prophet. When did the Messiah come? We know, we are told that he will tell us all things, he said. And the Lord said, I that has stand before you, I am he. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so later on in the way, you know, the woman left her work, her porter, and ran to the city. Come and see a man who told me all I've ever done. Isn't this the Messiah? Praise the Lord. Anyway, so what the rabbi couldn't believe, and honored, destined, ordained unto eternal life. Praise the Lord. When he heard it, he believed. Praise the Lord Jesus. Then, initially, he was just a prophet, and something like that, and then appeared as a prophet, So anyway, they told us too that, only in Jerusalem, I'm sorry, only this man we are supposed to worship and so on, Let me read from verse 19 of John. Now I'm going to God's own presence, right? I'm just paraphrasing the chapter. Anyway, the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. The Lord replied to her question in a way she hardly expected. In verse 21, Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, where you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, here I am going. And now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Matter where you are, I can go and visit Jerusalem on my own, not to go and pray there. Eh? You know what I'm saying? You know? Yeah, you can go anywhere, you can pray anywhere. You can be driving and be praying. People say, I don't have time to pray. You know? You can be driving and be praying. You can be in the restroom and be praying, amen? Because it's omnipresent, praise the Lord. So no excuse not to pray and things like that, you know. Anyway, so we say that God omnipresent. So anyway, of course, you know, so we know it was revealed to her that this mother is a prophet, right? She acknowledged it and he will testify to the villagers, right? So when Christ is revealed in you, you cannot but testify, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you see? Now, we know that another word is watching us here. You know, there are all kind of what and so on. So not only that the Lord, you know, is friendly with us and so on. Even David said in Psalm 34 verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivered them. Whether you see the angel or not, that's God's word, eternal word, amen? God's incorruptible word can never fail. He's around you, praise the Lord. You can breathe here, can you see it here? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God takes advantage of, you know, his angel encamping around us and not to be afraid of anything and so on like that, you know. Now, but more than even angels, more than angels, you know, the presence of the God of the Lord sees all, observes all, and records all. There is nothing we can hide from him. Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen? Praise the Lord. See, all things, eyes of God and so on that. You know, it's all around you and so on. Now, so it is people now. God's presence is always with his people. No matter where you go. That's what I want to bring this money to them. You know this thing, but you know, to practicalize it, to really begin to appreciate it and so on that, you know. They begin from the children of Israel again. There was what they call a tabernacle of witness in the desert. You know, saving the first matter of the church and so forth, as you know. I like Acts chapter 7, one of the most paraphrased of the Old Testament and so on that, you know. He said in Acts 7:44, talking to the Jews and so on, our fathers had a tabernacle of witness in the wilderness. He had appointed, as he has appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen. Now, the tabernacle was actually a portable sanctuary. Do you know what that is? I'm going to read a little portion of it, what the Holy Ghost was referring to here, in the book of Acts, you know, and Moses and so on, talking about God present with his people, right? The tabernacle that he's talking about here was a portable sanctuary used during the Israelite journey in the wilderness. When Moses in the wilderness had completed the tabernacle according to God's specification or instruction in Exodus 40:34, let me read from there. Then a cloud covered the tent, they called it the tent and so on, of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. See? And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation. Why? Because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Amen. God's presence with his people. Yeah, it's not presence, but a special presence with his children. Whether it's the Old Testament or something like that, you know. And verse 36 says, and when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day,
and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel. Watch this now, throughout all their journeys. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. God's presence. And when you go to the New Testament, how the Bible says the Holy Ghost is with you, you are still with the Holy Ghost of the day of redemption. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, guiding you and so on and that, you know. So we see that there. That was a, you know, kind of a, you know, a portable sanctuary. You know, and so on and that, you know. You know, there are other temples in the Bible and so on and that. You know, let me just talk about that a little bit and so on. Solomon's temple. Follow that and so on. Also called the fourth temple. Solomon's temple is called the fourth temple, right? It was built in Jerusalem by King Solomon around the 957 BC. At the dedication of that temple, what happened? 2 Chronicles 5:13, when it was being dedicated. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14 says, so that the priests, there are 120 of them, of those priests. You can go check that one in verse 12 if you want. There are 120 priests in there with them. So that the priests, that in verse 12, I didn't read that one, but it's in there. So that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. Amen? Even in the tabernacle of witness, Moses couldn't even stand to enter here. The same situation after the same Lord God Almighty, right? So Moses couldn't do anything, couldn't enter here because of the, you know, the same thing as something like that, you know. Now, so that's what's called the first temple, right? Just a little digression about God's presence with his people and so forth. There's a second temple, it's called the, you know, the other day, I mean, I read the Zechariah 4, Zerubbabel, it's called the temple of Zerubbabel, right? You know, we are ready before in Zechariah 4, 7, I believe it is, and something like that, you know. Anyway, so that's called the second temple. It was a rebuilt temple after the Babylonian exile and so on like that, you know. So, and it was a less grand temple than Solomon's temple. Anyway, then there is a third temple too, called the Temple of Herod, and a large and beautiful temple by Herod and so on, which stood even to the time of Christ. You know, give us a sign. You know, John chapter 2, show us a sign and so on. I want you to understand. Put out this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. Okay? That is the temple of Herod, right? In 46 years, put there up this temple. Will you raise up in 3 days? They said, praise the Lord. That is the temple of Herod. I'm just talking about something a little bit and something like that, you know. Anyway, we know that sooner, even now, another temple will appear in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Called the Tribulation Temple. We'll be talking about that here in 10 years and something like that, you know. For all we know, everything is ready for that temple to be built. If I even say it, it means that you won't do it in secret. Some people are saying that and something like that, you know. So, telling that, so that one is going on right now. And the Revelation 11, that means that one should be Revelation 11, you know, in part of the call we are living that time now. You know, the Tribulation Temple and so on. So this is, I believe, at the end of the church age. The church age is ending, or has ended really, you know. Things are going back to the Jews. Revelation 11:1. And I was given me a reed, like on a rod. And the angel stood, saying, "Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and they that worship therein." You see, you know. But the court, watch that verse, and the court which is without the temple, leave alone or leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot
42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. There are different opinions about the temple to be built. Some are saying that, oh, we have to put that in the mosque of Omar to build that temple. That's true. The Bible says leave out. It says the court which is without the temple, leave out. I believe, many professors have believed, that most people will be standing there. And the temple will be built somewhere in the same vicinity and so forth. We believe what will happen to that temple and so on, and even the temple that they are going to build, where the attackers will appear and so on, we believe that there will be a great earthquake, you know, that will destroy both of them at the end. You know, I don't have to go in there. But what they say, that's to pull out the temple of Omar, I don't think so. But say leave it alone. That is, you know, they say without the temple, leave alone to the Gentiles and the Gentiles. That's why I see that one. When we catch this thing, let us look for the scripture and not just go by. I mean, share the scripture. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it can be the opinion. Anyway, let's see that one there. So anyway, so talking about the temple and so on, you know. So that when that one happened, the church age is over, right? So, but during the church age, the Lord began to introduce us in John 14 now, a temple, you know, during the church age. John 14, 16, talking about God's presence, right? And so on, he manifests himself in the temples and so on, into his people and so on. John 14, 16, I want to recap those verses and so on, into the church age. You know, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You see, in all their journeys, right? In all their journeys, right? That pillar of fire needs to be visited, right? He was with them throughout, right? That's what the Bible says and so on. Even during the time of Joshua, although they had reached the promised land, that pillar of fire, the same Lord God, when he attached to Joshua now, you know, the man with the drawn sword, right? You know, are you with us of our adversary and so on that, you know, with the drawn sword and so on? You see, no, I'm for you. I'm the captain of the host, amen. And Joshua, he said, where you are, remove your shoe, amen, praise the Lord. These are the same command he gave to Moses at the pillar of fire, praise the Lord. Amen. He said the same way, he appeared to Joshua, the same Lord Jesus Christ, and who is in the pillar of fire and cloud, right? He appeared to Joshua as well, you know, as the captain of the host of the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. He is the Almighty God. I mean, the same commission, if you go and look at that, he said, Joshua, remove your shoe, and all that, you know. Bless you. Anyway, let's go. John 14 and so on, that, you know. For it abide forever. That's the Holy Ghost and so on. Even the Spirit of Truth, God's presence with his children, right? So now this is the church age, right? God is introducing here. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. The same Christ, right? He was dwelling with them at that time, right? But we be in you. So the Holy Ghost is Christ in spirit form, amen? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He was among them at that time, but we be in you. Are we not all witnesses today? Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world hear me no more. But you see me because I live, you shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. See, wonderful mystery. Christianity, the mystery, one of the mysteries of God, right? Not a religion. This is Christ, spirit dwelling in his people. That's Christianity. Praise the Lord. Not a religion. Is a Buddha dwelling in anybody? Is Muhammad dwelling in anybody? They are smoking in their grave, amen? Only one tomb is empty in the old wide world in Jerusalem. That's the foot of Calvary. Praise the Lord. It's not here, it's written, amen. Eh? Oh, you know, you go everywhere. They thank God for the cross of Christ and so forth. You know, that, you know. Let us look at the glorified Christ, amen. Eh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean that leader, I was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, so, and he that, verse 21, you know, so, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him. Now what? And I will manifest myself to him. See? I tell you of the truth. Romans 8 talking about the manifestation of the sons of God, right? I'm telling you, that manifestation will be Christ, the glorified Christ, manifesting himself in the sons of God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be manifested to you, right? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. It will be him, you know, or the sons of God and so on like that, you know. Anyway, now, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot now, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word. Amen?
Amen.
And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. And I'm telling you, that's Christianity. Christ daily, you and I. Praise the Lord. See? Now, even talking of, you know, remember I tell you about the 120 priests, after the month dedication of the temple and so on, when the pillar of fire came down and so on. 120 continued, so in the New Testament era, see, New Testament era and so on. 120 continued in Acts 1:13 to 15 and more, if that were. And the 120 continued with one accord in prayer and supplication in the upper room. What the Bible says, when they came from the Mount of Olives. Remember in Luke 24, chapter 49, behold, I send unto you the promise of my Father. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high, right? That's what he said in Luke 24:49, right? And when he has blessed them, he ascended to heaven, right? And Bible said they went to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were day by day worshipping God and so on, that you know. Then in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and they see all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. 120 of them, even though it told about 500 at that time, only 120 obeyed. Praise the Lord. There are circles, you know, he has inner circles. There are 12 disciples. Out of the 12, there are 3 that are most close to him, right? Even out of the 3 that one has been even closest, John the beloved, amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, and so we see right there, and you know, so anyway, the Holy Ghost came just at the Lord's side and so on. So that Holy Ghost now, so we are all here today because the Holy Ghost was poured out, amen? Praise the Lord. That's why we are here today, the Holy Ghost and so on, you know. So let me see, Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery, I'm talking about recognizing God's presence in you. He is in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm going to go to the right now. I mean, we know, but we don't really, you know, meditate upon these things, you know. Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery is a mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, not to the world, amen? Praise the Lord. The world knows nothing about him. Praise the Lord. To his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, like 2 Corinthians 6:16, you know, I'm talking about that, you know, I was talking about it all the time. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. That's whom you are as Christians. It's in you. Christ is in you. I will walk in them. I'm talking about that, you know. So I recognize that presence. And, you know, I mean, and really, you know, acting towards the practicalities and so on that, you know. Galatians 2:20, Paul saying this and so on, but he said for the church, I believe, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, he said, I live. Yes, not I, but Christ liveth in me. I believe every Christian has to be able to say that. That's your testimony, amen? Say, Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now, which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So it's in you, Christ, and so on, living in you and so on, you know. So, now, we know
Anyway, so let's see here. So the Holy Ghost living in you and so you recognizing the presence of the Lord, that's how it is in the church age, you know. Now, if the Lord went away as he did, you know, instead of the comfort and life, and he even told you in the Great Commission, I have to go back, in Matthew 18, not the commission now, in many other places he tells us that he's with us, always, like in Matthew 18, 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That's even before the Holy Ghost was even poured out. Wherever I gather together, the Lord is there, omnipresent and so on, everywhere and so on. So it's with us right here, as we are even talking right now and so forth. Ephesians 1:12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who for trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye had the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Abiding with us forever and so like that, you know. In fact, Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That pillar of fire, Bible says, when he led them, in all their journey to the promised land, we are sealed in this testament with the Holy Ghost of promise unto the day of redemption. Amen. It doesn't go, it doesn't come. Praise the Lord. And don't just grieve the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Galatians 5:15, walk ye in the Spirit, he said, and so on, you know. Now, so, in starting this morning, I just talked brightly by God's grace about the omnipresence of God and his special presence with the believer. You know, the Holy Ghost dwelling in you and so on. I will walk in them instead of something like that, you know. Let me just summarize this one this morning. For us to be cognizant, to always remember, no matter what you are going through, the Lord is there with you. Recognize that the Lord is with you every moment of your daily life. Amen? That's what I'm trying to say this morning, to remind us. Even in the Old Testament, Isaiah 43 verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Amen? No matter what we are going through, the Lord is always there with us and so on. Just to encourage our hearts and so on, as we go through certain things and so on. But he is there with you. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, God's presence, you know, with his people and so on. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I the Lord, verse 13, for I the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, say unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter what situation you find yourself in, come to these scriptures and so on. He has promised that he will help you out of whatever trouble you may be in, and kind of that, you know, and your faith will lift up, and it will be just as the Lord has said. You know, during that last scripture here this morning, you know, there are so many ways you can preach God's presence with his people, and I just want to make it very short this morning. I haven't had a long night yesterday, and something like that, you know. To Joshua, you know, in verse 9 of it, and so on, have not I commanded thee? Be stronger and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen? Amen. No matter what you are doing, say, prosper you and so on, you know. So, God, that's God's word to you, not to Joshua alone, to every one of us, God's children. So, Father, we thank you this morning, in the name of our Lord Jesus. We can preach sermons of many hours a day about God's presence with us and your omnipresence and so forth. But just as he's talking to you this morning, so that we don't have to be afraid, not to be dismayed, knowing that you are always with us, just as you have said. Then we should be bold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When passing through the water, so to say, know that you are there. Through the fire, know that you are there.
So we thank you, Father. And we know the more we recognize your presence, even the more potent our prayers will be. When we know that in the very room where we are praying, that the Lord is there, He makes prayer not to be a chore, but a great delight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we worship you and we thank you. Then we can't even wait to pray because we know the Lord is right there, you know. Before you even pray, He knows the thing that you need. Prayer become a communion, become a fellowship with the Lord, a delight, not a chore. So we thank you this as you go this morning, meditate upon these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to recognize your presence wherever we are, in whatever situation we are in. And then, oh Lord, we know, oh Lord, victory is ours. Bible says in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you, we worship you. Little children, He said, fear thou not, before you have overcome them. In the word, John 16, you have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Lord, we worship and we adore you, Lord. Glory be to your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank Thee, Lord. We thank Thee, Lord. We thank Thee, Jehovah.